Harrison, if you're speaking, we can't hear you, unless that's just me.
No, it's me too. I just texted him to see if he wanted me to get started. So I will do that, so that we leave lots of time for you, Dimitri, and I think what will be a very good discussion. So hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's Credentials Community Group meeting. Let me pull up my little agenda cheat sheet. But I know that the very first thing on our agenda is to talk about professional conduct and just make that reminder that we are all striving towards the same goals to make this technology accessible and usable. And if you are interested in reviewing that policy in more detail, it is linked in the agenda. If we definitely are glad you're here. I see lots of folks on the call today. So if you are new to this group, we are very, very happy that you're here. And you are welcome to attend these meetings and not be a member of the CCG, but just come and join. If you are interested, though, in contributing to the work, becoming a more active participant, then we would ask that you go ahead and join the individuals. You can check that out. The links to that are also in the agenda. We keep minutes and recording of this meeting for future interest and to keep an archive of what we've been talking about. And we manage it manage the queue and the participation of contributions using a queue system. So if you're interested in have a question or have a comment on something that someone is saying, then I would invite you to put Q+ in the chat field, and that will allow you, one of the things that Harrison and I will be doing, and Will, if he's on here too, we'll be monitoring that queue and making sure that everyone has the opportunity to contribute. And let's see, if you're done speaking and you don't want to, you want to take yourself off the queue, you can use Q-. And that brings us, I believe, to introductions and reintroductions. So if you are new to this community or you haven't been here for a while and you'd like to introduce yourself or say hello to the group, go ahead and put yourself on the queue and I will call. Okay. Thank you. Well, no one wants to introduce or reintroduce themselves, but I'm hoping that someone might have an update or a community sort of notification that they want to share with us. So that is our next section, updates and reminders. Dimitri, everyone is very excited for you to have plenty of time. And yes, sign up for the April IIW if you haven't already. All right, any questions or comments about work items? All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our housekeeping notes. And so I will go ahead and turn it over to Dimitri.
Thank you so much. Really excited to be here. Okay. So, let me share my screen as well. So welcome everyone. We figured that the social web community group, another one of the W3CGs, has a lot of overlap with what we're doing here at the CCG. So we wanted to come visit, tell everybody a little bit about what we're doing in Social Web CG and invite you to join the conversation. So hold on 1 second. Let's join. Or rather, let's share screen. Is it sharing? It is not sharing. One second. Let me reconnect.
Dmitry, we see your slides, but we are not hearing you if you're speaking. Still nothing. I wonder if you want to try going out and coming back in again.
It might be the microphone setting.
Oh, and there
should
you
are. Should I do my best Dmitry impersonation?
You can.
So, I was helping him with the slides before the meeting started, so I could maybe fill it until he figures out his mic. And I think maybe he doesn't hear us telling him he's
that we can't. Are you able to like text him or something and tell
yeah,
him?
Yeah, yeah, okay. I'll text him.
You might suggest that he try if he can't get the computer working, try to come in on the phone for the audio.
Yeah. So the Social Web Working Group at W3C has a long, complicated history, and it gets a little it requires a bit of familiarity with the W3C nomenclature. So it was a working group, which, you know, would be the equivalent of like VC working group or DID working group, for 4 years, and the sort of scope and intention of that working group was to align or unify a really splintered landscape. There were a lot of different communities and things working out there in the wild that wanted to have a more, you know, the wanted to have a shared and open platform across them. Maybe Evan would like to speak to this. I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to, yeah. So the Social WG was a working group that was chartered in, I think, 2014 or 2015. It had three deliverables that we were supposed to bring. First was a social networking data format, so a format for social networking data, like data about tweets and images and videos, et cetera. The second deliverable was a social networking API that is a client to server API for, you know, posting notes or liking images or all the things that you do with a social networking API. So very similar to, say, the Twitter API would be the goal. This kind of short, shorthand there. And then the third deliverable was the Federation protocol, which was a way to have server to server communications so that you could have multiple servers, on the internet, but they provide a, you know, unified social network that a person on one server could follow someone on another server, send images and text, replies, like things, share things. So that was the three deliverables. Somewhere along the way, we picked up, some extra, well, I think the essential is that we weren't able to come to a consensus on, how to implement those three deliverables. And so we ended up with kind of two stacks. One is an indie web stack, that implements those three deliverables in the indie web way. And another is the ActivityPub stack, which implements those three deliverables in the ActivityPub way. And that's the end of my pitch for the WG.
Sorry, I'll try to share the slides or something. I don't know what Dimitri's doing over there. Working group sort of shipped the TRCR, I forget what it's called, and went into hibernation, I guess. It was the working group was spun down and the CG was spun up and sort of like governance transferred. I don't know the exact mechanism or terminology for it, but the community group became the steward of those CRs. And for a few years, the mailing list was turned off. There was sort of like very little activity at W3C, and most of the developer community was working in like independent channels like Social Hub and Codeberg.
Quick sound check.
You're back.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Deep apologies for that. No idea why sound cut off. I just switched to a different computer. Thank you so much, Juan. And Evan for speaking.
But you heard all of what we were saying, so you know where we are and how much we covered?
I think so. Remind me, so where did you get to?
So the CG has now become more active again in the last 2 years. Mailing list turned back on, meetings, TPAC, and that was the slide we were trying to impersonate you on.
I deeply appreciate that. And probably did a better job anyways. Right. So this call is about us wanting to share a little bit about what we're working on. Because as we're going to get into, it's now becoming more important than ever. What else? Evan, Juan, what did I miss from the history and the context?
I think the slide is good to just read. You could just leave it up for a second. Anyone who missed a section while we were babbling might catch up. I don't think you need to run through them bullet by bullet.
Absolutely. Yeah, so let's get it.
It's accurate factual background. Okay, go on.
Excellent. Yeah, let's get into the juicy stuff. Specifically, so what's the social web up to right now? What are the challenges, right? What's hard? And how does this intersect with the credentials community group, with all of you here? Because we want you to come join the conversation. We need as many eyes and developers and users on this as we could possibly get. All right, so let's talk about what's hard, and both challenges and opportunities, really. So due to various scandals like Cambridge Analytica, like the Twitter acquisition, the renaming to X, various scandals with Reddit, with Facebook, with so many other different existing social media, there is a rising wider awareness of need for alternatives, or at least for better interoperability, for better oversight, better moderation in some cases. To put it another way, we got some serious press coverage in New York Times and Wall Street Journal and Wired and whatever else you might be reading. So that's good. That's good. We have more people sort of aware that, hey, not everything is as well as it could be in social media land, and that possibly there are these alternatives coming up that people are working on possible solutions. Of course, as always, if you're interested in this and you start diving into the work, as always, and this should be familiar to us in the CCG from DIDs and verifiable credentials, our documentation and onboarding could be better. So if you're interested in this, you dive in, you don't know where to get started, please reach out to us. Reach out to me, reach out to Evan, to Juan, to the other co-chairs. We'll be happy to guide you through, either as a user, as a journalist or commentator, as a developer, and so on. So since the technical recommendations were published in 2018, there's been millions of users. There's been dozens and dozens of different implementations in multiple languages. We've gotten a lot of feedback from users and developers. We have a lot more experience. And so just like with the credentials working group, the credentials working group 1.0 finished up, and now it was already time to start up credentials group 2.0 and so on. So we're in a similar sort of space. We're currently in the process of gardening, curating, updating the various specifications that are needed to write social software in the social web CG. What else has happened? Well, there were some well-publicized launches since then. A relatively smaller one from Blue Sky, partly funded by Jack Dorsey of Twitter, as sort of like an underdog contestant, as a aspiring Twitter killer, if you will. Although lots of people in the Fediverse and ActivityPub community would definitely argue with that and point out that, hey, we were there before and we had millions of users before Blue Sky came along, but it doesn't matter. Everybody's working towards the same general goal, which is we want alternatives. We want things to be open and standardized. We want things to be portable. Facebook, or rather the parent company Meta, announced that it's launching its own sort of Facebook alternative Threads, or Facebook-style Twitter alternative, if you will. But most importantly, that they're interested in implementing ActivityPub. One of the open specifications, the technical report that came out of the Social Web Working Group and is now being stewarded by the community group. So as you can imagine, there were a lot of discussions, both in the existing Fediverse community, in wider developer community in general. So things are getting serious, essentially. As you very well know in the CCG, authentication, identity, authorization, still very difficult. And although we've got some more tech to experiment with, to try and integrate, to see if it can help our efforts in the social web space. And aside from basically stuff you can sign, we have very real and pressing challenges with moderation and portability. Challenges that the community and the community group are working on actively, that we hope for your help in. So what's hard? Why isn't everyone using the Fediverse? Well, in the relative scheme of things, we're still pretty new. Just a lot of people just haven't heard of the Fediverse. A lot of people don't know the name Mastodon or ActivityPub or Fediverse or anything like that, right? So we have a lot to go. We have far to go publicity-wise, but also lots of work to do on the development and standards side. For those very motivated to switch from traditional social media to decentralized social media. They do run into their real problems of, hey, traditional social media builds a moat around the followers graph. If I have a list of followers or friends on one platform and I want to migrate to another, there's no way traditional companies are like, oh, sure, yeah, let us helpfully map your followers from one platform to another so that when you migrate, you don't have an empty list, right? Let us ease the transition. That is the exact opposite of the current business model. And so that presents an interesting challenge. During waves of migration away from Twitter, we saw some really ingenious solutions to this where people put in their profile description, hey, I'm off of Twitter, but I'm over here on the Fediverse. And then people built scrapers and tools that indexed people's profiles. And you could put in your old username, and it would say, okay, of your friends, these are the ones that migrated. Here's where you should sign up with them, right? So some very creative solutions that kind of had to hack around this lack of portable social graph. And that is one of the things that we're trying to solve here in the CG. The next major problem is that, okay, so say as a user, you've heard about this decentralized social web. You're like, okay, I want to try it out. You go to sign up and you run into the various usability challenges in the decentralized world, such as you're now faced with the choice of, okay, which server, which community of users do you want to join? Now, the whole thing interfederates. I, from one server, can follow everybody else on other domains, other servers. That's not the problem. But I still have to pick one. I still have to create an account somewhere before joining. And that, the choosing of the server has traditionally been a fairly difficult problem, a friction barrier for users to overcome. Although that's gotten better in recent years. For example, some of the flagship implementations like Mastodon, like Firefish, like many others have started recommending, like, yes, you should choose a domain, you should choose an initial instance server. If you don't have strong opinions, here's one you might start with. So this is why, for example, a lot of people following from, I don't know, a New York Times article or a Wired article, they hear about Mastodon. Mastodon has started recommending, or at least educating people that, okay, if you don't know what else to join, join Mastodon Social. Now, this made onboarding easier, but as you can probably imagine, this also resulted in some grumbling of, okay, but now implementer is sort of contributing to vendor lock-in. It's still an ongoing conversation, basically. We can get back to that if people are interested. What else are we working on? What other problems are we trying to solve in the social web area? Access control is still hard for various reasons, right? Either encryption-based access control or traditional authorization policy access control, such as what Solid or WebDAV or even Google Documents has. So we have some implementations of how to do, okay, this thread is only for my followers or my friends or whatever the terminology is at that particular implementation. But there's still challenges that we can get into. Another thing that's on everybody's mind in the decentralized social space is, of course, moderation. Which is very painful and very relevant these days, because several countries like European Union, the US, others have passed legislation, trying to combat, sexually explicit material dealing with minors, all sorts of things that should be moderated. But by passing that legislation, the legislation affects large instances, large service providers, and small ones, equally But obviously they don't have equal means and funds to deal with it. So there's a lot of interesting conversation. There's a lot of friction. There's a lot of solutions being feverishly worked on in the area of moderation. Because, well, it's a problem everywhere. And the traditional mainstream social media platforms just have entire departments of people moderating and, of course, burning out and having post-traumatic stress disorder and so on and so forth. So it's a huge problem in tech in general. And it's definitely something that we have to deal with in social web space. What else? Search is surprisingly difficult, or maybe not surprisingly, right? Well, you've all been in the area of decentralized system. You know that search and indexing in any decentralized system is hard, let alone one that has any sort of authorization or access control. So that's an ongoing conversation, and there's interesting solutions there. And then, of course, why do we get in this in the first place? Because we want choices, we want portability, we want standards. And if I join one instance, well, let's say it was the first one that they recommended. I followed some article, I joined Mastodon Social or Firefish Social or something else. And I'm like, okay, this is great, but here, my friends started up an instance over here. I want to join that. The promise of the Fediverse is that I'm able to do that. I'm able to take my posts, take my followers and following lists, take my sort of identity and profile and settings and all that, and migrate to another server, to another domain. And it is possible, but as you can probably imagine, there's a lot of technical difficulties. There's a lot of edge cases. There's a lot of stuff for us to work through, which is one of the reasons that, the social web community group have started up a task force on portability. So why were we especially excited to talk to this community here, to the CCG? Well, identity and authentication is difficult, and a part of the social web community is looking at DIDs, incubated by this very CCG, to see if that can help with some of the challenges there. The other direction that's currently being worked on is an older protocol called Webfinger, where usernames look like emails, essentially, and are used to discover the initial profile, which contains keys and service endpoints, should be familiar. Anyway, so lots of interest towards DIDs. Due to the portability and migration problem, in addition to access control, in addition to moderation, there's a lot of incentive to be able to sign everything, to use digital signatures, data integrity style, to sign posts for, again, for audit logs, for authorship, for portability, for lots of different reasons. So we have a couple of in-progress specifications, the FAP390 and the A2B32. That are using some of the tech incubated in the CCG to apply it to the social web. Another conversation that's just really starting up, just starting to get going, is this notion of, okay, so if we can do DIDs for authentication identity, or something DID-like using Webfinger and these actor profiles, what about access control? Wouldn't it be great if we had some sort of access control policy language, or, you know, very decentralized authorization capabilities, such as ZCAP-LD in this group, UCANs, which is another basically equivalent to ZCAPs that's currently being done outside of W3C, or maybe a synthesis of the two, a best of all worlds. And of course, one of the challenges of migrating content. So I make a couple posts on one domain and I want to bring it to another. What happens to the links to the previous domain? How, right? So the links will have to be moved. Wouldn't it be great if, in addition to the classic domain-based URLs, the posts that I make, the comments that people leave on those posts, the likes that people send, had portable identifiers. So things like UUIDs, or better yet, content address identifiers, just a bit more in the purview of the CCG, and so on. So lots of tech needs figuring out in that area as well. Yeah, so I want to leave lots of time for other colleagues from the Social Web Working Group to weigh in on what they see is are the primary challenges, the stuff that we're working on, things that we need help with. But I want to make sure to give the call to action. If you find this stuff interesting, come join the conversation, join the Social Web Community Group, join the mailing list. We've got a user-friendly forum. If you're a Git maven, then join the FEP repo where some of these specs are being worked on as well. And if you haven't tried it out, dip your toe in the whole Fediverse space. Get a Fediverse account. Try it out. Yes, you'll encounter some of the challenges that we mentioned, but it's also really, really fun, and there's a lot of momentum in behind all of this. So... yeah, so I'll pause here on this on the slide here and invite Evan, Juan, anybody else to hop on the queue. What else did I miss? Ah, Bob, please go ahead.
Yeah, you kind of touched on it a number of times, but a very specific thing, okay, that's relevant to the credentials working group is the fact that we need credentials. Like in profiles right now, or in essentially, it's a social system, but there's no way within that social system of being able to find out who the heck anybody is, or what their attributes are. For instance, if somebody is like flaming on about, I don't know, climate science, I'd like to know that they're a professor at a university, or they have a degree in the subject, or they have some kind of qualification. At the moment, I have no mechanism in the social network of discovering that. So a lot of the stuff that the credentials works, group works on, I think we need, in the social web, not for commercial purposes, but just so we know who the heck we're speaking to. Anyway, and I think, the other thing, if I could mention to sort of add on, you spoke about the issue with search, you know, people wanting to, it's not a technological problem there to a great extent. It's more a question of what people want. So it's a question of rights. One of the issues that I think needs to be dealt with is the question of text and data mining. We're now, for instance, we have European, a lot of the users of the social system do not want their content to be text or data mined. But we now have things like European laws that say that unless you explicitly state in your data, provide some sort of signal that you're prohibiting text and data mining, that, a large number of people have an assumed right to do that, irrespective of copyright law. That's European law. So one of the things that we don't have is a way of making a statement about rights, particularly the right to control text and data mining. And that maybe isn't that relevant to this group, although, you know, it would be good to have it as a credential. The TDM rep, or the text and data mining representation, I think it's representation, working group of the W3C, is probably a better context for that. But it does relate, for instance, to ZCAP and some other kind of similar issues and ODRL and that sort of thing. Anyway, so, but the important thing I wanted to state was in the social system, in the social web, we need credentials. We don't have any credentials now. We really need credentials.
Thank you so much, Bob. Really great point. Let's see who's up next. Evan.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out, I think you touched on it before, but we have four current task forces within the CG. One is working on, well, excuse me, two that are kind of task forces, two that are reports that are being prepared. First one is testing, which Juan is leading. Second one is, data portability, which we're trying to spin up right now. Third one is, Webfinger and ActivityPub, like showing how they work together. And then the fourth one is HTTP signatures and ActivityPub, how they work together. So there's a lot of like kind of subgroups, going on, which is, pretty cool stuff. Otherwise, very nice, overview, Dimitri.
Thank you so much. Yeah, join the task forces. We definitely need help there. Amelia, go ahead.
Oh,
at the moment. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I just saw Kalia's point that Fediforum. Kalia, hop on the queue and tell us about Fediforum. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Amelia.
Yeah. So one thing worth mentioning is that at the moment, in order to participate in the Fediverse, you do have a public-private key pair. Which is used for HTTP signatures. There's also the identity through Webfinger and things like that. So perhaps DIDS or some other related credential specification might help with regards to that, i.e. owning your credentials rather than having the server manage them.
Thanks. Yeah, that's a really good point that Fediverse already uses cryptography for authentication and identity by just having a key pair. So part of the on-ramp, part of the migration sort of proposal is, okay, what if we can translate those key pairs into DIDs and go from there? Let's see, who's up next? Ted, go ahead.
So I'm hearing competing interests, to put it mildly. This is all very much reinventing the old NNTP or NetNews protocols and interactions, and which was sort of a write once and infinitely replicate discussion threads across the internet. The pipe for that is enormous. I don't think it is possible anymore to carry a full news feed, because the bandwidth that you need is more than the internet provides. Setting that to one side, we have wishes for searches. And the reason we wish for search is because we want to find discussions that are of interest. But in order to have a search that works, we have to be able to, quote unquote, data mine, because that's the only way to build an index. Right, Google is the devil we love to hate or hate to love, because they have scraped so much data, mined so much data from across the web so that we can find information, but we can't necessarily find the information that we're interested in because people have learned the tricks of keyword poisoning pages such that things come up when we don't want them to, and make it harder to find the information that we do want to find. The federated discussion thing, that's Blue Sky and the others, the sort of parallel microblogging that was semi-standardized a decade ago when Twitter was really hot, and when Twitter was killing all of its third-party client software, killing the API access so the third-party software had no choice but to die, and then Twitter made their tools less usable. The same thing, I fear, is happening with what exists right now as far as the quote-unquote Fediverse and Blue Sky and others. They're sort of integrated, but the presentations that they offer all differ, even when they're using similar data structures. It is very difficult to have a unified presentation. The closest thing that happened in the last 20 years was the RSS and Atom explosion, which does have a semi-standard format of data, but the presentation of that is very, very different depending on which quote-unquote client application you use. And how usable those applications are varies wildly. there are open source ones, there are closed source ones, there are pay for it and not pay for it, or pay for it with cash and pay for it with ads. It's all a jungle right now. And finding ways to, not to pave that jungle, but to tame it somewhat, to make it easier to consume, to make it easier to travel. That's where the game is right now. And finding a way to make that pay, because the people who are developing this, the people who are developing the standards, we all need roofs and food too. That's it.
Thank you so much, Bob. Kalia, I think you're up next.
Sure. I think Johannes joined the call, so maybe he can also speak to it. But the FETI Forum was catalyzed by Johannes, and I'm helping him with it, using, as Juan said, the format that we use for virtual IAWs, using open space technology to support the community of folks working in all things Fediverse, connecting to each other. Johannes, do you want to share more about your inspiration and what you hope can come out of it? If he's here. He told me he was here in the back channel, but maybe he's not.
No worries. Johannes, when Johannes joins us, can hop on the queue.
Yeah, but basically, all things Fediforum, and we make the agenda the day of the event, so everything's welcome.
Yeah, so that's it's a great conference, great way to dive into Fediverse and the tech, so please join. Let's see. So we've got Bob. Is that a repeat? Do you have another comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify in response to what Ted was saying. There's no question that search is often useful. However, in the social world, it's something that a large sort of subset of the users are actively in opposition to having their content be subject to search. And that's because, and it's one of the reasons they use ActivityPub at the moment, because it cannot be searched. It's been found by a number of, shall we say, minority groups, either racial or gender, sexual, whatever, that when search is available, it's possible for bullies and trollers to discover or to impute the identity or the characteristics of individuals and then abuse them. And for those groups, they are very vocal about the fact that they do not want search capabilities provided. So yes, you know, as Ted was saying, search is generally useful and it's provided a lot of benefit to us all. It provides a lot of benefit to those who are opposed to having their content be searched as well in other kinds of content. But we need to respect the fact that one writes, one has rights over what you write, and we need to find ways to provide search while respecting the author's the right holder's desire not to be searched or data mined. Okay, that's all.
Thanks, Harrison.
Yeah, so I have two questions. The first one is, how do you actually do search without a centralized index? So that's a search related question. And the second one is about, the feed, the news feed. So, I think most of the biggest, draw to, social networks is the most engaging part, the feature is the news feed, or maybe in TikToks, it's the, ever-going, videos. And for building an engaging news feed, you need the user data, right? Like essentially these algorithms basically do supervised learnings toward engagements like clicks and views. So how do you actually create a federated news feed? How do you actually even create a federated data model for user engagements? Just curious if anyone has thoughts on that.
David, go ahead. You're up. Kalia, do you mind me?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, everyone. It's been a while. So, so I've actually been researching Fediverse and ActivityPub and ActivityStreams to hopefully make a recommendation for a project. And I initially asked, you know, is there a document or something that would be, this is how you would create an application. And it didn't really seem to exist. And then I started digging in and realizing that what there are is a lot of discussions around all the different directions it's going and all the problems. And, I'd still like to find a way where I could today make a legitimate application in this realm, or at least something that would be forward compatible. I've seen a lot of issues that really make me hesitant around making any kind of recommendation. Other people have discussed different aspects of this, but I mean the privacy concerns around, you know, pillaging information. I mean, it's unsafe for some people today, and I think for everyone in the long run, if anyone's, you know, building these, these models of people, I think they can still do it with Fediverse. There's bad actors, including companies changing hands. They're good one day, they're bad the next. There's bots, there's breaches, there's laws that change. There's servers that centralize a lot of information. I mean, as far as I understand, Mastodon, I appreciate that probably some of my points were not correct because it's quite tense, but as far as I understand, Mastodon, some of the direct messages are not actually private, so somebody running a Mastodon node can read other people's what are sometimes called private messages. They can see who's subscribing to what. But at the same time, I think actually for a system that is existing today, it really should kind of be about the graph. And it shouldn't, trying to be pretending to be 2000 Twitter. It should expose as much of the information, the valuable and useful information of the graph that people are on to the end user and to applications and so on. So it's a really hard balancing act. And I do apologize for all the things that I got wrong. It's very difficult to understand all this. But that's basically what I've been thinking about when trying to make a recommendation. Thank you.
Thanks. Lauren?
Does someone want to respond to one of the open issues first, maybe? Or I open a new one?
It's fine. I think people are hopping on the queue to respond, so All right. Go ahead.
So I'm working on a project called ActivityPub, which is a general purpose ActivityPub server that supports solid pods for your personal account. And right now I'm planning or starting to implement zkepld for as an authorization scheme to support certain kinds of inbox actions for users. For example, I issue an authorization, a capability to someone to send me a specific kind of activity like an auto accept for following a person. And I was wondering if anyone else has been working on this or has opinions on it. And I'm not very familiar with the process of standardizing this, so for now it's process of checking out how to go on about it. And I created an issue on or a post on the social hub forum. I'll post in the link, and I'm happy for anyone to respond there.
Lauren, there's a project called Sprightly that is working on integrating OCAP and ActivityPub. Sprightly Institute is the name of the organization. So that's probably a good one for you to connect with before starting from the bottom up.
Is implementing the paper from Sprightly, if I'm not mistaken.
Evan, I think you were also on the queue in addition, or what was that?
Oh, yeah, happy to talk. First thing is responding to some of David's erroneous information about ActivityPub. First of all, private data is private. it's not exposed to the whole internet. Nobody can spider your stuff if you don't want to allow it to be spidered. And so, in terms of public information, also most servers implement, robots.txt mechanism. So you can use that same mechanism that's used for other websites in order to, keep your, content from being spidered by search engines, et cetera. So there is a way of setting your data to be private, whether it's images or text that you create or other activities. There's also the like not spiderable flag, which is a, you know, that style of information. In terms of the end-to-end encryption, direct messages are not end-to-end encrypted. So very similar to email in that way. If you are sending a message to someone on another server, their server admin could, in fact, go into your email or mail spool or go into your ActivityPub. We are working on, we've got some proposals for ways to do end-to-end encryption. I'd love to see us finish that up and get it over the finish line, because I think it's an important aspect. But the information is as secure as your unencrypted email is. So that's the kind of essential answer there. So if you're willing to use email without end-to-end encryption, ActivityPub is very similar that way. Great. That's my answers. Oh, last thing is, it's absolutely not like NNTP in any way. That was also an unusual mistake. It is very much about end-to-end delivery from actors to actors. It's not about having a giant news file that's distributed around the internet.
Thanks, Evan. I wanted to hop on the queue to talk about search, but I do see we've got 4 minutes till the top of the hour. So I want to give Brent and Evan more time to speak. Yes, search is hard. Come join the conversation. We can talk about solutions. Brent.
Yeah, Dimitri, I was actually interested in search of how you can have people who don't want to be found, and maybe ActivityPub got in there, and people that do want to be found in the same space.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating and valuable and challenging. Go ahead, Amelia.
So there was mention before of credentials in particular for verifying the identity of journalists and things like that. I am currently, well, I say currently, it's probably within this year, hopefully, working on identity verification for the Fediverse. And I have a couple of ways that are doing it that integrate already with existing Fediverse software. But verifiable credentials, for instance, would be very beneficial here. It's just a fact that we don't currently have them widely available, or not strictly widely available to the general public. So one of the things that I have to look at there is actually charging some small amount of money in order to verify someone's identity through one of these third-party services that do the AI, ML, whatever stuff.
Thank you. Peter in chat is asking, has anybody mentioned REL me verification? No, we haven't yet. That's another really useful tool in our toolbox. Come over to the group. We'll tell you all about it. Handing it back over to Harrison. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah. I was a little worried about the thing about needing to pay somebody. I think the credentials work group will back me up on this. There are many ways to do verifiable credentials without having to pay anybody.
So specifically here, the issue is that a lot of the ways of getting a verified credential of some sort don't exist globally. So, for instance, you've got certain US states that do implement verifiable credentials, but they're not always easily accessible to the general public.
Right, right. But that's a verifiable state credential.
There's also then some requirements from certain laws, e.g. age verification laws, where you actually are required to use government ID in a certain way. And it doesn't necessarily mesh with the stuff that they're doing with verifiable credentials in driver's licenses or things like that. The standard within the adult industry is actually to use services like Jumio, IDNow, etc. And all of those cost money.
Right. We shouldn't go in great depth on this. The important point is, yes, some verifiable credentials either require money or great amount of effort to get them, but not all do. So we can still use verifiable credentials even if people don't have aren't using the kinds that you have to pay money for. That's all.
Right. So there are many ways that you can implement this. And at the end of the day, it's easier to implement one credential solution first and then add others, rather than trying to support all the many, 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 many different versions of credential management out of the box straight away. That's my kind of product-y answer.
Thank you, everyone. Over to you, Harrison.
Well, thank you, Dimitri, and thanks, everyone. So I think these are great conversations, and if you have any questions or want to continue those conversations, please feel free to join the Social Web Working Group. And I think we probably should do another one of these sessions. I think we have so many great discussions today. Well, another one of these sessions in a few months. So thanks a lot. This concludes this week's CCG meeting, and thanks, Dimitri, for leading the discussion.